This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Circa 1955. And if you're looking for some candles, we're heading towards the holidays, gentlemen. May not feel like it outside.
Ho, ho, ho.
Who didn't know?
Oh, you didn't know.
That's a different, you didn't know. That's the road dog, Jesse yeah. James. The happiest candle collection on earth is Circa 1955, a scented candle subscription inspired by the attractions, treats, and atmospheres found at the Disney parks. You're right that you found out my mom is a customer. Mm. I am a customer. I got the upset that came a few months ago. My mom got it. She has the Burning Rome, and she was like, my mom, who's like a Disney-ish fan, was like, why is it Burning Rome? And I explained it, and I think she was a little bit like, okay.
Why weren't Jim Rome burning?
It's Rome, smell of Rome burning from Spaceship Earth. Mm. The scents are very specific. A lot of cool options at Circa 1955.
Why weren't you happy with your order?
I was happy with my order.
No, you said you got the upset.
Boom. Check out what they have to offer. They've been a sponsor of ours for years now, and we really appreciate Nicole and everything that she's done for our show, and we're happy to come on here and talk to you about this great company. It's Circa 1955. That's 1955.com. And now, on with the show, babies.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, November 8th, 2017, and this episode 1588.
Why'd you say what, Will?
Y'all are all laughing already of WDW Today. I'm Logan. Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Derry Weaver.
Not you, Grease. Go I'm to Matt Lott. Lott first.
I'm Matt Lott.
He's Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
That's for you, sir.
He was so happy.
I know.
He was happy.
Thank you so much for doing it.
Still displeased.
I think he's right, though.
You're giving Grease too much credit.
Today, we're going around the world once again for a world showcase. What do we call it? Breakdown, deep dive, something like that. What do we call it? World showcase breakdown?
I think we said deep dive. Breakdown.
You guys deep dive
like...
on a pool or something.
Mm-hmm.
While I was gone.
What?
We did the
deep
dive.
It's the World Showcase Breakdown, and today we are going through the Italy Pavilion, probably the most recent pavilion I've eaten at.
Oddly, mm-hmm. if you're drinking around the world, once you get to Italy, that's most likely the place for you to have a breakdown.
Yeah, it's true, because it's almost halfway.
Right.
Before you get to America, it's just, you're almost there.
Yeah.
You're almost in the promised land, but still you're stuck in the old
country. Live my home, no France, Virginia.
Why did it have to be grapes?
But Italy, opening day, obviously attraction there at Walt Disney World. We talked a little bit about it last week, about how there's sort of mixed reactions from people. I guess according to former Imagineer McNair Wilson, who was on the show, you can go back and listen to that. But let's talk about the current structure, what we have there, the shopping, the eating, the entertainment. And you can meet some characters sometimes there. I think you guys can take a look there. And there's also a former attraction. We'll talk about that one that I forgot about till right now, though. It hasn't been that long. All right, so what are you guys' initial feelings? Do you breeze past the Italy Pavilion?
I've never been.
Yeah, I think it's...
I feel like there's a reason.
It's a skippable.
Yeah. It needs an attraction.
Yeah, no attraction.
They have the kind of the guys in the fun, Vatican garb. They have, like,
what?
Swords.
Fun
yeah.
Vatican garb.
Not, like, priest
garb. Vatican swordsmen.
Like, yes, like Vatican soldiers.
I will say that the one thing that our Patreon group chimed in on was the fact that you can get a can of olives there.
It's a jar.
A jar of olives. And that's like the cool thing.
You don't know what I'm talking about? These Vatican City soldiers?
Oh, yeah.
They have
time
these
to time.
Guys.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
walk out. They do like a show.
They do.
Hey, I will yeah. say, from last God, time I brought up that there was a band that performs in the Germany Pavilion. Everyone was like, well, I don't know that. Yep, right outside. There's a little stage. They're performing. I saw it there last time I was there.
Oh, on that the little, almost like the they call it the beer garden or no? What do they call that area? The
don't know, but it's that same act that's been there forever. It was fun.
Yeah, I don't
we're not
like
talking
it.
About
was that
now.
A thing that it looked like it was know. like a pretzel stand hut or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. But there's like a girl playing Bavarian songs.
Yes.
So yeah, Italy. Back to Italy. I just ate there at Via Napoli, and I had an okay experience, if you guys don't remember. So it's not on my top list of places to go. I will probably not be returning there for many years. I think the food is okay. The service is okay. That being said, I don't know if you guys have eaten at either of the Italian options, which obviously there's Tutto Italia, which is like the more high-end restaurant. So if you're looking for something that's a finer dining experience, maybe one without the kids, I've heard it's pretty good. It does seem like Disney kind of does this where like the ones that you think should be like the slam dunk home run, everyone can do Italian, everyone can do Chinese, everyone can do Mexican. The actual food somehow is below like your average local restaurant.
It used to be my hands down favorite Disney restaurant. It was called Alfredo's.
Yes, that was like about 10 years ago.
And you could walk in. They made the noodles in front of you. The first thing, like you could see, like, while you were waiting for your table, that was like the entertainment. And there was a person in there throwing. They were literally throwing. They were egg noodles, and so they're like throwing them against the wall. And
this is a restaurant.
I didn't even
know
you could make your own noodles until recently.
It's a game changer.
And that's the restaurant that's now Tutto Italia, right?
Yes. And I've eaten there.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's somewhere between a Fazoli's and an Olive Garden for me. You know, it's like it's awful. Like it's terrible food.
Not a lot of redemption.
Now hold
in that
on,
space.
Boys. I will not lie.
We have Fazoli's and Olive Garden.
I have Olive Garden in the last 6 months,
that's
at least
fine.
Twice.
That is, but that's probably your floor.
Bottomless
of
salad.
Italian.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say you probably had a reason to go, and it's like the unlimited breadsticks and salad.
Breadsticks and salad. You go
Olive
there.
Olive Garden is the ceiling, and it's below that.
For the high end restaurant,
slightly above.
It's not a high end. It's just not pizza.
Tutto Italia is like
it's weird. It's not
deluxe. To say something good. I love the
Venetian plasterwork in the pavilion.
The earth tone.
I mean, they've
I have something nice to say when we get to it.
They have some meals that are $30 and more, but most of the stuff is $15-$20. You're right.
Everything that's great about that restaurant is next door in the wine bar.
Yeah, we'll get to that part. We'll get to the part that we all probably actually want to talk about. But like I said, we had an okay time. We had a reservation. We had to wait a little bit. Sat down. I mean, I can tell you this happened to me like 3 weeks ago. And I had pretty standard fare, like a chicken parm. And it was like, it was just okay. And that was at Via Napoli. Everyone told me that's where I should go. And it's interesting. I did a Twitter poll, and almost everyone told me to go to Via Napoli and not to Tutto Italia, which is pretty interesting when you have a newer restaurant and to get as panned as it kind of did. Again, not my go-to. I will probably not eat there again for years. Figured the kids would like it. They did not love it.
It's all the same restaurant, basically. It's all that same restaurant group that runs all of those restaurants in there. I can't think of the name of it.
I don't know. And that is something people maybe don't know, is these restaurants are not necessarily operated.
A lot of the Epcot ones are. Japan is not.
Yeah, they're not operated by Disney.
No.
Which it could be for better or worse. I will say that. Like, I think that there are some restaurants where that's a huge, obviously like Cava and those things, huge benefit. You get a better experience, better menu. But it's the Patina restaurant group. That's what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Relaunched it as Tutto Italia. Shopping wise, we'll get to the wine bar last. I think that's something we want to talk about. Via Napoli. Have any of you guys eaten there recently?
No, I have not.
I thought it's skippable. I think that this pavilion is pretty low on my list. I think it's a beautiful pavilion. We were there late at night. The visuals and the construction of it are great, but it just doesn't have a draw.
I don't love pizza, and I do. The pizza at Via Napoli is okay.
Napoli?
Is it Napoli or Napoli?
It's definitely Napoli, right? It's not Napoli.
I don't speak Italian.
Napoli is like the city, right?
I think it's Napoli.
I'm thinking of Naples.
It's Naples is the city.
No. Nope.
Is it Napoli? That just sounds wrong.
Napoleon.
Those who are watching on Facebook, let's verify. Via Napoli or Via Napoli?
Napoli.
Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Yeah, we get together with our friends. We play Napoli.
Mm-hmm.
One of our listeners said their favorite part is the Italian pavilion. It's actually the Sicilian donkey, which I think is where they sell gelato out of.
It's like a statue.
Is charcuterie Italian?
You can get Italian charcuterie.
But, like, is the term?
I don't know.
I think...
The origin of the word? Is it French?
Or Spanish, like, from Spain.
Ooh. We were just watching a video over here, and just a big old platter.
The word charcuterie is a French word.
Right.
That's from Tutto Gusto, the wine bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's...
Via Napoli.
Tyler says...
I just wondered what
Napoli
charcuterie was.
A.
I just wanted to say it.
Here we go. Here's Walt Disney World
Napoli.
YouTube.
I think so.
Oh. We're going to shut down. Benvenuti a Via Napoli. Napoli.
Via Napoli.
So you learned something.
Napoli.
I love how educational this
Napoli
program is.
Napoli like Monopoly.
Monopoly.
You just said that well. I know it was a
Do
joke.
Do not pass go.
It was a joke.
I think this is the part of the show where we'll quit.
I'm going to leave once again.
Don't leave.
All right. Well, before you leave, let's go to the
go
wine
to
bar.
No, I thought we had other things.
Is there really?
Yeah, you
there's
can
shops,
talk about the fun.
Olives.
The guys, the soldiers from the Vatican.
Yeah, there's usually like circusy performers too, like just some jugglers.
Yeah.
Yep, there's jugglers. Comedic jugglers.
We're still
Sergio,
scraping.
A comedic juggler. Flag throwing show performed by.
It's pretty terrible.
Authentic artist. What, the whole pavilion?
Yes.
It's not. Really, it's pretty, but
it's pretty, but
that's
also,
about
is
it.
Is it pretty? Everything's peach.
Oh, look at it.
Now, I will say this.
Everything is peach.
You're
or like
Georgia.
A beige.
I will say this. The very first time I had Rosa Regal, which if you don't know is one of the more popular wine. It's a sparkling red champagne type beverage. I
rosé.
Had
sparkling
rosé.
Rosé.
Rosé. Yeah.
And it's fantastic. And I had that in the in not the Tutto Gusto wine bar, but there's like a, I guess, a quick service wine bar in the front. And that's one of the nicer parts. There really isn't any shop. There's
there
a
is
handful
shopping.
Of things in that store. Across the way, there's like a Ferrari. You can, I guess, like get Ferrari-themed merchandise and then, of course, perfumes.
Ferrari. Yeah, why would not? It's interesting. Let's see. I'm looking up. There's a hidden Mickey at the bottom right sculpture to see three leaves. So if you're looking for...
looking your, for those hidden Mickeys.
All right, now we can talk about the wine bar.
Now, what about the mimes?
I got shut down because I was trying to say that there was Vatican City soldiers, and everyone's like, no.
All right, so we'll move on to Tutto Gusto Wine Cellar. Is that right?
Yes.
Which is really just what the name of this episode should be.
It only seats, what, maybe around 100 people?
It's like 96.
Yeah. It's you know exactly. That's interesting.
Wonder well, someone
does
alleged
on the internet.
It.
And it is, it's pretty legit. Now, I have to say, this is one of my favorite bars.
Kind of takes you out of Disney and into Italy.
Yeah, Will and I were there for like, where the mafia was invading.
It was odd. Well... Logan and I kind of stumbled up to the bar and leaned against it and ordered two limoncellos, please.
Like Danny DeVito.
Yeah. And then there were people...
doing dealings.
It looked as if they were in Sicilian mob. And it was uncomfortable, and we drank our limoncello very quickly and hightailed it
like
out of Italy.
Like, they were mad we were there, and almost to the point where it made it more authentic. Like, are these audio animatronics? Are these not real people? Because they felt... like, this was their local bar, and you were stumbling in. You jerks, get out of here.
Yeah. Clearly,
but
Logan
it was
has no Italian
honestly,
in his sounds
now,
like,
I will say,
in me.
Hey, it sounds like Han Solo, Luke, Obi-Wan meet.
Now it has kind of felt that way. Dylan, who did the music for the show, he just went there, and he spent a good few hours in the wine bar. We should have brought
Terry
him
and I did as well.
Yeah, and
recently.
His wife befriended the bartender, and they're now, I think, best buddies. And whenever
surprise.
She comes to Nashville, they're staying with her. Like,
that's awkward.
Like they can. That's kind of how Allison is, though. She embraces everyone, and it's very sweet. Where I feel like we did not have that experience. We had the opposite.
Yeah. Well, I will say that when Terry and I went, and that was during Food and Wine last year, we've talked about it a few times, that it was like one of the few places we could get in, even though the capacity for the restaurant is very small. We went in. It's air conditioned. Mm. It's dark, so it's kind of relaxing, a little bit peaceful. Mm-hmm. We had some wine. I think Samantha had a cocktail that was really good. And they have, like Grease was saying, they have charcuterie. They have different meats. They have different sandwich, like little Italian sandwiches.
You get to watch them make pizzas, right? Is that the same place?
No.
Okay.
At least
they
not
do a
where
flight
I was sitting.
Of wine, right?
Yes, you can do a wine flight. Ooh. You can have. There's lots of different food options that are really good, and I think that we all had something different. I tried some of Samantha's. And
I had a fantastic Italian margarita that was great.
That's right. Yeah, you had a cocktail as well.
What does
was
that
made,
mean?
It was made with limoncello and I forget what else. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been back since to have it.
Yeah, and it's a good escape from food and wine, so we can say some positive things.
And actually pretty reasonably priced food.
That which is what makes... it the highlight of the pavilion because there's people tend to walk in if they're not eating, walk out and leave. So people tend to forget about that part of the pavilion. And it's a great just if you're there, it's crowded. It's a good just I need to be away from people. I'm going to go sit. And if you sit in the back of the wine bar, you literally forget It's like going to La Cava. It's like, am I even at a theme park anymore?
Yeah, I feel that way about Marrakesh. You almost are like, oh, do I have to go back outside? Do I have to deal with a million people and it being 100 degrees? Can I just sit here?
Because no one's in here.
Enjoy this. Music is great. The belly dancers are great. It's just a great experience overall. We'll get to there one
belly,
day.
If they had belly dancers in the Tutto Gusto, never leaving.
Oh, well, pop the top. Pop the top.
Never leaving.
Do y'all think, and I feel like this is the case,
but whenever Grease does like a grand statement at the beginning of a sentence, it's going to get edited out.
Well, the pavilion experience is more so, especially Italy, when there's not a lot to do. That's more of an experience for your annual pass holders.
I can see that.
Because you're not going to go in there after spending a bunch of money on tickets. You're not going to go down in there and spend 3 hours in the wine bar.
No, agreed. That's why I said it almost feels like a local hang.
Right.
Like, I think you're right.
That's cool, though.
Saying something.
Because as you go more and more often, these are the kind of things that you want to find.
Right.
They're like hidden Mickeys.
Proverbial hidden,
hidden little experiences that I haven't had yet. That now, when I go in a month or whenever, I'm gonna go here.
You're gonna hide.
It's a hidden Mickey that you may or may not leave with a $300 bar tab.
Yeah. This one, though, I will say, it is one of the more reasonably priced. Like the snacks and stuff and the food items are decent options. And I mean, gosh, I don't think we spent a significant amount of time because it's air conditioned. And we could sit there, and I do not feel like we spent a ton of money.
Y'all want a hidden Mickey tattoo? I've been thinking about it.
No. You're going to get it on the inside of your middle finger.
Yeah.
So I think you want it.
Right there. Right in the middle of my, like, where I have to go like, whoop. If you don't see what I'm saying, it's like I have to like, it wouldn't be my pointer finger. It'd be my middle finger, I guess. And it'd just be on the side of my middle finger. Seems like a hidden Mickey.
Should have did there.
Like a little three ring.
Logan also has the shark tattoo right here on his chest.
Shark?
Like golfer.
Greg Norman.
Greg Norman. I kept wanting to say Paul Norman, but
one
his
of our friends'
dads.
So your bare chest could look like a polo.
One of our friends. One of my my brother-in-law's best friend. He has the polo logo tattooed right there, and then, which is pretty funny.
That's pretty great.
And then one of our friends.
It was funny in '99.
One of our friends' dad, he got it when he was like 16. One of our friends' dads has the Greg Norman shark on his leg, as well as a No Fear.
No Fear.
Oh,
he needs
yes.
He needs an Umbro logo.
Umbro logo mid.
Just right there, like a line.
Like, but real
short. High, real high. Up
way up there.
They have fully embraced the 90s with those tattoo choices. Uh-huh.
And then, we'll talk about it off mic. You definitely met this person, I think.
Cool.
The first time I ever met them, I was like, he has a Greg Norman shark tattoo. And kind of like a, like one that looks like I drew it. Like, not great. Like it close to a Greg Norman shark, but maybe the guy was like, I can't do this exactly. Let's mix the colors up a little bit. Because it is a rainbow shark. All right, back to Disney World. Y'all don't want
You know what's better than the Italy pavilion?
Rainbow shark tattoo.
Yep.
Have you ever eaten shark meat?
Yes.
Yes, fantastic.
Okay.
I haven't. I
did not make it well.
I haven't.
It's also pretty unethical to eat shark these days.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Really?
I like sharks.
I had it in a restaurant.
Like shark fin soup?
You can go shark fishing in Orlando, like right outside Orlando.
Right.
Like, what do you mean by unethical?
So Logan's going to Japan, so we can bring this up.
I don't know if that's happening.
Okay. Well, we're not going to then.
Go ahead.
Anyhow, specifically, shark fin soup is a very highly frowned upon thing because they take the sharks, they cut their fins off, throw them back in the ocean, they die.
Oh, that is not nice.
Because they can't swim. But they harvest their, and it's like a very big poaching problem in Asia.
Why are they so mean? Why don't they just kill the shark?
Well, you know what?
Who hasn't pulled the lightning thing off of a lightning bug and stuck it on their shirt?
And they do it at like mass amounts as well.
100 million sharks are killed each year to feed consumer demand for their meat.
There you go.
And you're just throwing in with it.
That means there's a lot of sharks out there.
Yeah.
Scary amount of sharks.
No, that's the
is that the debate? Is that the fight?
No, from Nate Bargatze. He made that whole thing. Like,
have you ever seen one of those tennis ball dispensers? Like that shoots a bunch sharks. So when sharks give birth, it looks like that. They give birth a lot. There's a bunch of shark babies.
YouTube that.
Yeah.
Sharkbirth.com. Don't go there. They're not a sponsor this week. Maybe next week. Candles this week? shark baby videos, pregnancy videos next week.
Shark baby pregnancy videos.
.com. Definitely not. Never mind.
All right.
And back to the show.
So Italy Pavilion, we give it a resounding meh, to quote the Emoji Movie.
Well, if you're traveling there just to go, and this is your first time going to Epcot, and you're going to different pavilions, like for that type of
person,
it's a pass over it. Like you're not going to get really to experience that much from it. If you are someone who has never been there, like you, have never been to this pavilion, not
but go to Disney World a lot.
But go to Disney often.
Yes.
Matt, it's an the Tutto Gusto wine cellar, not the restaurant.
Right.
It's something you should check out.
I'm going
to. So let's talk about a positive of if you're dining around the world or drinking around the world, not during Food and Wine, what are some things you can get at this pavilion? I know of
limoncello.
Gelato.
You can get the gelato stand.
Gelato, there you go.
Next to Via Napoli. I'll say it properly this time. There is a pizza quick service. I had the cannoli cupcake last time that looked absolutely fantastic. Terrible.
Oh.
Pinocchio is also there sometimes.
How do you mess up a cannoli cupcake?
It was a cupcake with a soggy cannoli on top of it.
Okay, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
That was my favorite release on Tooth and
Nail. Last thing you want is a soggy cannoli.
Pinocchio does appear sometimes. I've seen him there. I don't know how often it is. So do your research. Don't listen to this show. We can only tell you what I remember seeing. I remember I see Pinocchio there. It does make me think that we are seeing the intellectual properties invade Epcot other than Pinocchio. Like, because there was already a Pinocchio ride, it's no longer with us, right? Or is that in Disneyland?
Disneyland.
That's Disneyland. Pokey's Dairy Journey. Still there. But there's not a Pinocchio ride. Is there anything? And I don't really think that's something that is enough demand to want it. Like, what other characters really could fit in? It's like, I really don't know of many other than that. Oh, I guess maybe, but they already have the Tonys. Like, I guess Italian-ish, Italian-American. You have the Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Paolo from the Lizzie McGuire movie. I didn't get as big a laugh as I was hoping for.
I don't know Lizzie McGuire.
Luckily, I've definitely not seen that.
Oh, I've only seen it. Will and I saw it in the theater.
I very purposefully bit my lip so I wouldn't be like, "Ooh."
Paolo was like her love interest. It was like a musician,
a pop star,
but like was lip syncing or something, right? Uh-huh. Like he was a swerve at the end.
Great movie.
There's Luigi and all those characters from Cars.
Oh,
I'm trying to think what else there could be. No one else is coming up with anything else.
It'd be fun if there was an attraction there.
My
Some
favorite
sort of gondola ride, maybe.
My favorite thing is the little joke they have in there where there's like the you can go to the plumber. They have like a facade of like a plumber's office. His name is Mario.
They should do a Jiminy Cricket thing.
When you go there and you're
Jiminy
not
Cricket
abused,
Italian?
You can.
It's from Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah, so technically, yes.
They should do something with him.
Warp zone pipe and go back to the front entrance at the monorail.
Yeah.
Skip to number three.
Dunna, dunna, dunna. love the Italian pavilion.
What do we get to do next? Next we get to do, let's take an ad break real quick here.
I feel like we have a bad review on the horizon, but why don't you like Italy? Oh, did you show Logan our first...
Yeah.
Our first one star with an explanation?
Yeah.
So great. On the podcast, which, by the way, one of our listeners came out to Terry's Make Elephants Fly book release party. He knew Will loved bourbon, did not know that you have a podcast, so we probably should promote it.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. I appreciate that.
And you have the podcast with a K.
Yeah.
It's you and the Grease. I'm on it. I've been on it two or three times. Come sit down, enjoy it. It's at thepodcast.com?
Yeah.
Or just go on iTunes and search for podcast with a K. So make sure you do that. Also, let's do a little ad read here. Our friends circa 1955. I don't know about you, but my house smells like mold right now. And you know what will make it feel better? Circa1955.com. I wish that was a joke. But with the candles that I've got provided with my, again, I got the Adventurer set, which was like an up-themed box that came a few months ago.
You could be smelling grape soda right now, but you're not. You just haven't lit your candle.
Grape soda and mold not a good combo, but they have like one that smells like very islandy. That's a good one. But they have a lot of different smells. If you like the smells of Walt Disney World, if you walk through, if that brings back good memories, or you want to give great gifts, go to circa1955.com. They are not just a rando sponsor here. They are good friends of ours, and we appreciate their continued support of our show. And you know, there's a lot of options. You can just get specific candles. You can buy subscriptions now. Look at this Mickey waffle candle.
Mm, that sounds good right now.
It's out of stock. So sorry, folks. I'm not sure. I wonder why. Maybe because it's awesome. But that being said, the beach resort's available. And you, aren't you a member of the – what's your DVC resort?
Saratoga Springs.
Not the beach club.
Not the beach club.
But some people are the beach club. And for those people, this can make you smell like you are back, right?
I love the beach club. It's a beautiful resort.
Yeah. They come in different sizes. Sometimes you get little ones. You get 8-ounce soy wax candles. They smell great, and they'll tell you all about them. You can find that again at circa1955.com. Well, boys, I don't know if there's much more to touch about Italy, but next up, we got America, right?
America.
On the map. Is that what's next? Italy, America, right?
If only there was a way to find out.
Maps.com, MapQuest.
Got it.
People don't go to MapQuest that much anymore, but I do just to see what's in the World Showcase
Pavilion. Is MapQuest still a thing? Is there still a...
I'm sure, like, Blockbuster.com is still a thing. It exists. That doesn't mean it's necessarily active.
Let's see here.
G4 TV is still a thing, but it's not anymore. They've updated in 5 years.
American Adventure is
next. American Adventure is next. And I think we got a lot to share about that one because that one's got one of the big boy attractions that's still running each and every day. And we'll talk more about that in about a month. But until then, any final words on Italy?
Mm. Tyler Wynn did say that there's a great Santa during Christmas.
Italian Santa is good.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll give him that. I like that Santa.
I'm glad we ended on a good
one. What is he called? What is the Italian Santa called?
Santa Claus.
Santiago.
There's two pronunciations. One is before wine. The second one's after wine.
It's Babbo.
Babbo Claus.
It's Babbo Natale, which is my wrestling
name. It's Babbo Natale.
Babbo Natale?
It was like the Napoleon. The whole joke. Throwback.
There's a whole book.
You guys ever heard the legend of Dominic the Italian Christmas donkey?
He's the Babadook.
Is that a real thing?
That is a real thing. I used to work at the radio station and we would add Christmas music, and I added that to our rotation there, and everybody got angry at me because it would come on and they were like, "This is ridiculous." But Dominic the Italian Christmas donkey.
Yep.
It's a great tradition.
There's also Befana. Who is a old woman who delivers gifts throughout Italy on Epiphany Eve, the night of January 5th, which is the night after Wrestle Kingdom. That's why she does it. It's because everyone's had their wrestle fix. I'm trying to see if there's any other thing else. It seems like there's a lot of Italian Santa Claus. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm not sure which one is the definitive one, but maybe Babbo Natale. All right. Well, everyone's silent.
I'm looking up Epcot Storytellers Italy to see what the official one that's there.
It's like the Babbo Booey.
Yeah, Babbo Natale.
Babbo Booey?
Yeah.
Stern rules.
Stern rules. Babbo Booey. Greg Gary Delabate. I once had to have a bunch of parents sing his wife happy birthday once. Mm. Story for another day.
Mm.
They trained parents to sing the whole thing?
Trained parents. No, I had to. Okay, briefly. Worked at Nickelodeon. He came and visited with his kids. He came up to me. I was like the parent coordinator at the time. And he's like, the kids would go into another room and watch the show. And the parents would sit and watch it on a monitor. Kind of weird. But so I'd sit with the parents some days. And he was like, "Hey, it's my wife's birthday. Can you get everyone to sing happy birthday?" I was like, "I guess." So I had all the parents sing happy birthday to, you know, Mrs. Bowie. And it was real awkward.
Mrs. Bowie is the name. That's how you decided.
Well, I mean, Mrs. Delabate.
According to my research on the interwebs, Italy does not have Santa Claus for the storytellers.
Oh.
They have
Babbo Booey.
La Bafana?
I think it's what I just said, the lady.
The kind-hearted witch that remembers her first Christmas from 2,000 years ago.
Well, that's terrifying.
I don't trust a witch at Christmas.
Never trust a witch. We're going to add a shirt. Never trust a witch at Christmas.
Amen.
It's a metaphor.
I love it.
All right.
I'm looking for a picture of this. Oh, she's terrifying.
See,
that's what happens when you listen. Was that Tyler?
Tyler Wynn.
Tyler Wynn.
Should have gone with the dog.
Let us astray. This woman looks terrifying.
Well, that's going to wrap up our conversation about the Italy Pavilion. If you want to be terrified at Christmas time, check it out. If not, run fast to America.
Go straight to Tutto Gusto.
What's happening here? Someone's getting a phone call. This would be proper time to end. On that note, that's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease, baby.
And we'll see you hopefully next week.
Somebody should have said, ciao.